Mind the Gap, You're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by Clay Ingold, owner and operator of Apartment 62 Studios. Tell me about your studio.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just kind of go to like when I started recording music. I was living up in Fayetteville with my wife, and I wanted to record some songs, and I couldn't afford to go record them at a studio, so I just kind of started doing them in my apartment, and, record some stuff, and then had some friends ask me to record their stuff, and then their friends asked me to do the same, and it kind of just grew to the point where, yeah, I was able to kind of just do it for my job. So my wife and I moved back to Central Arkansas in kind of the summer of 2021, and that was kind of when I established Apartment 62 Studios, kind of did a little rebrand, and yeah, that's when that started happening. So
right on, that's cool. What all do you offer there?
Yeah, so I try to just be kind of like a all-in-one shop for whatever you need. You know, I record, I engineer, like mix, master. I also score short films. So I've scored music for a number of short films. I contribute instrumental music to music libraries for stuff like that. So just stock music, title tracks for stuff, you know, just kind of whatever people need, I try to try to offer it. So
yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I need sometimes.
So. Yeah, right on, man.
What all short films, is it ones made here locally or up at Fayetteville?
Yeah, so it kind of depends. Some of them have been, you know, locally in Arkansas. Got to give a shout out to my guys over at Bad Orange Entertainment down in Florida. I've done a couple projects with them. I've done everything from like, you know, scoring whole entire 15, 20, 30 minute short films to I did the title track for like a spaghetti western that was shot in New Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, worked with some people up in Canada one time. They're really cool. So just kind of, you know, whatever happens to walk in the door. I tend to not say no. So I'm down for just about anything.
That's cool, man. That's a good way to keep it going. Tell me, this is the big important question here.
I gotcha.
Analog or digital?
You know, I think, like, if both of it, I think both, you know, like, whatever works best for your workflow, you know, I'm not a big hater. There was one time I had a band reach out to me, and they were like, hey, we've heard some stuff you've worked on, really like it. We would like to see like your studio or like, you know, so I was like, okay, cool. They've already heard music that I've made for other people. They liked it. Yeah. So I just kind of shot them a pic. I was still in my apartment at that point up in Fayetteville. So I sent them a pic of my apartment and, you know, just laptop, mic set up, you know, a couple guitar amps ready to rock and roll. And I was like, yeah, this is it, fellas. And they were like, well, where's the console? And I was like, no, it's all on the laptop, you know? So I have some analog gear that I do use from time to time if that's what the project calls for.
Yeah.
You know, I have a cool little Yamaha EM100 that's like a little six-channel
nice.
Analog mixer. I know Jack Antonoff of Bleachers, if anybody's familiar, he uses that a lot on all of his, I mean, who doesn't he work for now, you know? I also have a Yamaha MT8X cassette recorder, so an 8-track set tape recorder.
Nice.
That I like to mess around with. So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, just kind of whatever works. Obviously, digital stuff is super, super efficient and, like, very cost-effective and really easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of what I do is in the box. That is, say, like, on the computer. You know, but I do have analog gear if that's something that people want specifically. But, you know, no shade either way, man. I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I think people, like, get too much in their head about, like, oh, it has to be this way, it has to be that way. I'm like, people have, like, produced number one hits on their cell phone.
Yeah.
But then you've also got people like Mac DeMarco releasing exclusively analog stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like the king of indie rock. So exactly. It's like,
yeah, man. You know, like Steve Lacy, before he kind of blew up, you know, he was making beats that were getting Grammy nominations on his iPhone. Yeah. You know, like that's just kind of, it's really whatever works. And here's the other deal too, man. I know, like, you know, like I might catch a little heat for this, but like, the overwhelming majority of people aren't going to be able to tell.
No.
You know, like, no. I'm a guitar player as far as, like, instrumentation goes. That's kind of, like, my main instrument. And, like, you can have, like, a mic'd up boutique tube amp. You can be running direct with, like, something like a Helix or, like, you know, I have a Strymon Iridium that I use, but you can even use something like a, you know, little $30, $40 amp sim pedal. And if you know how to use it the right way, like, no one in the audience is going to know, man.
No.
You know, like, people aren't, in the context of a mix of a song, no one's going to be able to tell.
Yeah, I mean, even just the stuff that they have preloaded on, like, GarageBand now.
Yeah,
and just junk like that, you can't tell.
No,
like,
so,
oh, he used this tone, you know, it's all, and this is analog, but this is not. Like, you can't tell.
I actually love the fact that you brought up GarageBand. So my whole first year where I was like, I'm just going to do music full-time. This is going to be, like, my full-time job. This is the way I'm going to make my money this year. I just used GarageBand. I literally used GarageBand, and I had, like, a Tascam audio interface.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, a MIDI controller. And that was all I used that whole year. Like, yeah, GarageBand's incredible. I was actually just having a discussion with a friend this morning that's kind of wanting to get into, like, home recording. And that was one of the things he asked me. He was like, GarageBand, like, should I, like, go for Logic? Which, like, you know, Logic, in terms of, like, digital audio workstations and, like, recording software, it's $200 and you pay it one time and you own it outright.
Yeah.
That is incredibly cheap compared to, like, you know, Pro Tools is on a subscription now. If you want to use Luna from Universal Audio, you have to, like, buy their interfaces, which can be a little pricey for a lot of people. You know, Studio One is cheaper, but still, like, pretty expensive if you're going all in.
Yeah.
Ableton, Reaper, you know, like, Logic, like, dude, it's $200, all that stuff. But, like, GarageBand's free. And I think here's the thing, like, a lot of people don't realize is, like, the plugin, the stock plugins in Logic and GarageBand, like, it's the same algorithm for the most part. They just kind of look less fancy. But, like, you know, like, I remember when I discovered the Platinum Analog Tape Compressor on GarageBand, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, holy cow. Like, this is changing my life right now, dog. Yeah. This is amazing. So,
And they do such a good job with those plugins now.
Yeah.
You can't tell that it's digital.
Yeah,
It has the warmth. It's got all of it.
Yeah. if you know how to use anything the right way, you can get a good sound out of anything.
Like, you can be just as convincing. I think we've come a long way in the past decade.
It's really crazy. And I think, like, you know, just as far as, like, music in general has come a long way, you know, like, in, like, the music business, because I think, like, you know, it used to either be, like, you know, you, like, toured and you're just out on the road away from your family, you know, sleeping in a van doing that, you know, or you're, you know, interning at, like, a big commercial studio and, you know, people, like, it would either be, like, feast or famine. There wasn't, like, a lot of middle ground there.
Yeah.
But I think now that people are making, you know, entire albums in their bedroom, like, really high quality stuff in their bedroom or whatnot, it's just opened up, the technology has just opened up the span of, like, what you can do with your music as a career, you know?
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, the bedroom producer. You know, you could be a bedroom producer here in Hot Springs and be completely making it.
Exactly. And I think making it, too, is something that's, like, a really, like, interesting concept to me. Because it's just, like, what does that mean? You know, that can mean so many things to different people. Like, I'm, like, for me, being on this podcast is a really big deal. Yeah. Like, I would so thank you for having me. Oh, yeah, but, like, I would consider, like, the fact that, like, you know, this is my third year of, like, working on music full-time. It's been awesome. Like, to me, I'm very content with, like, you know, like, everything that I've accomplished so far. You know, like, and to me, like, I would consider I've made it. I've never gone on tour. Like, I don't have, like, just millions of Spotify streams. I don't have, like, I haven't produced any music for any, like, big-time artists, haven't scored any major movies or anything. Yeah. But, like, I'm just really happy with the fact that, like, I get to wake up and do music every day. You know? Yeah. So, like, to me, I would consider that, like, making it.
Yeah. You know? I'm with you. I'm like, you're doing what you love, and you're making enough money.
Exactly. To exactly.
And you can keep building, buying more equipment, like, spending more time in the studio. That's great.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.
So how much do you charge typically, and what genres do you normally record?
Yeah, so as far as, I'll start off with genres, because that's an easy answer. As I said earlier, I will literally do anything. You know, I think just in the past couple months, you know, I've done everything from, like, worked on, like, hip-hop and, like, R&B and, like, rap music. I've done country stuff. I've worked on some of my music, which is very, like, kind of ambient, indie folk stuff. I don't even know what that is, but yeah. You know, yeah, like, I've done everything from, like, rap, country. There's a great kind of heavier rock metal band that I work with that's located in Oklahoma. So they have an album coming out, that or an EP coming out that I mixed and mastered completely. So yeah, just literally, you know, if you've got music and you want to, you want to take it to the next level as far as, like, getting it recorded and mixed, and master goes, like, let me know. I will not say no. Second part of your question, as far as pricing goes, you know, it's going to vary based on, like, what project you have. You know, obviously, like, if you're, like, in a 6-piece band and I'm having to, like, mic up a drum set and, like, a horn section, and there's, yeah, like, 2 guitar players, and, you know, like, that's gonna be a lot more work and labor for me, as opposed to, like, if you just came in, Lance, with, like, your acoustic guitar and we're like, all right, let's make some stuff, you know. Yeah. So I try to kind of stay away from having, like, hardline prices. I will say one thing I do that I feel is very different from most other recording studios is I don't do, like, an hourly rate. So I just charge one flat rate per song. So typically, like, let's say you wanted to do a song with me, we would talk about, like, what do you need? You know, is this a band or is this a solo project? Am I miking up an entire drum set and a horn section and, like, 3 keyboards and, like, all this crazy stuff? Mm-hmm. Or are you just coming in with, like, an acoustic guitar and, like, a melody and some lyrics, you know? And then also, like, are we just cutting a demo? You know, do you want to get the song ready to release? So am I, like, going to be mixing it, mastering it? Do you have your own person you want to master it? Do you want to have it mastered online? Which I don't recommend, but that's for a different story. But, you know, like, it all just kind of depends. But I found that with a flat rate, you know, people are able to just take their time, you know, yeah, and, like, work a lot better, work a lot smoother. Because if you're on an hourly rate, you know, yeah, you might be kind of rushing a little bit. And if you're rushing and you're thinking about, like, okay, I can only be here for 3 hours, I can only be here for 4 hours, you know, like, you're gonna be rushing through stuff and you might not get the best quality takes. And then you're not going to be happy with the end product. And yeah, then you got to come back, pay more to come back at any time. And then it just starts all over again. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, like, you know, like, the creative process, you can be feeling it some days, and you can also be not feeling it some days. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you just happen to be paying hourly and you come in on a day when you're just not, the vibe's not right for you, you know, you're just, it's just not flowing. Yeah. You've wasted like a whole day, you know? So yeah. if we're working on one flat rate per song, you know, let's say you want to come back in and touch up vocals, no extra cost, you know, you can come back in, we can touch up whatever you want. I do unlimited mix revisions. You know, I've done as many to 12 to 15 mix revisions for people before. If they want, you know, I want you to be super happy with the project at the end of the day. So,
yeah,
I try to be as flexible as I can with that. You know, and I think that's kind of like a result of COVID too, was like money kind of changed for people a little bit, especially like for people in a creative space, you know? So I try to, I don't like to use the word flexible, but you know, I do try to have a little bit of wiggle room. And you know, like I said, flat rate. So that way we both know what's expected money wise. And then we can just get to the art, get to the music, which is the most important thing. So,
yeah, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tell me about your process. Like walk me through, like, is there anything that you do that's different than the norm, or do you just show up and get to it, or do you have like a warm up?
That's a good question. Yeah. You know, I think it kind of just depends on like what the artist is feeling. Yeah. You know, like what are we doing that day? You know, like how far along are you? Like, do you have the song done? Like, do you know in your head exactly what you're wanting, or do you kind of have just kind of like lyrics and chords, you know, and you're kind of wanting to fill the song out. I was in a band with a really good friend of mine, Joseph, who was up in Fayetteville. We had a band called Oriented & Co. for a couple of years. It was very like indie rock type of stuff. And, you know, we made some cool music that I'm really proud of, but we would be writing music as we were recording it. So we would be recording it kind of as we were writing. One song, I just kind of made like a beat and just like some drums and a couple electric guitar layers and just looped it and sent it to him. And he just improv lyrics. And that first vocal take that he improv was what we used on the final cut of the song.
Cool.
So, you know, like, sometimes it'll be like that. Sometimes, you know, people will come in and they'll, like, I know what the bass line is supposed to sound like. I know what I want the drums to sound like. I know what guitar parts I want to do. You know, all that stuff. And we can just come in and just get knocked out. You know, sometimes if people are a little more open, I'll have them just sit there and play me the song acoustically, or we'll listen to a demo. Just like that they're recording on their phone and kind of talk about ideas and song map, you know, just kind of whatever the vibe calls for. Yeah. Real big vibe guy right here. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Tell me, where can people find examples of your work? Do you have a website, maybe on your Spotify, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So I am on Instagram and TikTok as APT62 Studios, Apartment 62 Studios. I'm also on Facebook as that as well, so feel free to search me on there. I have a link tree that is linked in the bio of all my social media. Yeah, and I have, basically I have a Google form on there that just has some general information where you can say, hey, this is my name, this is my project, this is what I'm wanting you to do. And, you know, you can give me your email and your cell phone and let me know if you want me to call you, text you, whatever. And then I have some SoundCloud playlists of music that I have worked on for other bands and other artists.
Oh, cool.
And music that I have made that's like instrumental music for more like the film stuff that I've been talking about earlier. And then links to my own personal project, which is under the name Less Is More. So that's like ambient. A lot of it is instrumental. stuff. It was all instrumental up until last year. Started put on my big boy pants and finally started writing some lyrics and singing, which is kind of scary, but, you know, it'd be like that. So, yeah, that's where you can find me and what I'm doing. I will say, so my wife and I live in Hot Springs. My recording studio is located in Bryant, but I do have, like, I'm also pretty mobile. You know, I have a pretty mobile little recording rig, so I do meet people anywhere. So if you're in Hot Springs and you can't make the trip up to Saline County, let me know, and you can come over to my apartment. I can come over to your place. We can record whenever and wherever. I'm pretty much down for it, so. Yeah.
You should have brought your stuff. We could have recorded something right here.
Dude, we could have. We're in the room. Next time. Let me know. We can get it knocked out.
This room is almost kind of soundproof.
Yeah, it's great. I love the... I know the listeners obviously aren't going to be able to tell, but I love the ceiling tiles on the wall. That's actually what I have. I have some ceiling tiles on the wall in my place, too.
They're
so
pretty good.
Yeah, man. They're great.
Is there anything you want to add before we go?
You know, if... Again, just feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram. You know, if you like what you hear, if you like what I've heard from other people that I've worked on their music, feel free to let me know. I'm down to work with anybody and everybody, any genre. Yeah, I'm here for it. So,
awesome. I've been talking with Clay Ingold. He's the owner and operator of Apartment 62 Studios. Thanks, Clay, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.